So I hope you check it out. Listen again to that excerpt from the March 9, 2014 show. Encourage discussion about that notion. Email questions. I am eager to participate in discussions myself. This system is designed to keep us atomized. We gotta not go along with that anymore. Designed to keep us separate from each other and deeply insecure. Rather than have our health and happiness crushed in the jaws of the system, we can resist both pressures, loss of each other, and loss of security by coming together and planning collaboratively. And initially just coming together and getting clear on the issues, on why we, on our questions as to whether or not this is possible. We need to begin the discussion. So in previous shows, we've discussed how to make safe spaces for our doing that. And in the absence of those, I encourage folk, just, you know, grab somebody you trust, sit down, have coffee, you know, bring out some of the issues discussed in this space and start those discussions and broaden them when you feel safe to do so. And in excerpts from previous shows, we identified some of the premises of our working together, and I listed I gathered them and posted them with the text for this show. So I hope you listen to them again, because I think they are helpful to get our juices flowing around the creating these safe spaces. We've said that one of the ways power will attempt to mess with our heads, for that is the objective. Our thoughts are everything in terms of controlling us. One of the ways power will attempt to mess with our heads and create unhappiness is by dropping those hurtful comments in our ears. But there are other forms of manipulation to cause group disharmony. Draining finances, draining energy, singling one person out for EMF battery, and thereby isolating them physically. And the EMF battery in my case has been accompanied by a lot of harassment because I initially thought it was associated with the smart meter, and I fled in my vehicle and drove from place to place to place. And over the years, it has taken me years to see through these patterns repeated daily, every night. See the photo. I mean, it's not as if any of this was subtle. Fleeing in the vehicle was like power having to act. The response of power was to sort of out itself to me because they had no choice but to follow me about and to track me with a bunch of folk. But what that has meant, it's felt like, because they, you know, don't do it when others are with me. On those rare occasions, I guess I should just say my son, others. It is very much like a ghost that presents itself to only one person at a time. And then when that person has been dispensed with, moves on to the next one. And you're like saying, but. And people are nodding their heads sympathetically. And yeah, she's such a good person. Too bad. You know, and I look at folk who I know had this done to. And I see later pictures of them. And the stress and the strain of carrying this burden alone. We cannot let this continue on for that tactic to be effective. And we'll be talking about this when we discuss this issue of working with the broader community. Because EMF weapons is something that is not disputed. What's disputed is that they're used against us because we cannot prove it, quote unquote, because they have layers and layers of bought folk who apparently are not going to risk their lives to out this whole process. So we have to pressure our, what's the right way to put this? We have to just, I guess, do education around the fact that they exist and the fact that power has always tried to eliminate dissent. And I'm sure we'll come up with other ways to work with the community around it and with ourselves, because it is very demoralizing to be isolated in this way. And in the area, other vulnerabilities, other ways to create group disunity, is in the area of our work with the community or wherever there is a community interface. We are vulnerable in those spaces, places to agent action in their conscious misrepresentation of our objectives and messages. I saw this a lot with the Occupy movement here locally. The agents would be the ones to smash windows and then afterwards be the ones to justify it by grabbing that microphone. Whenever the press came around, that was really frustrating to listen to. What was frustrating was hearing the media folks seem to buy it, not be... anyway, I got off track enough here. So they would smash windows and then afterwards be the ones to justify it, or in some other way, they'd convey this negative impression of the occupiers over the microphone. And we have to really get it that the impression created with the broader community matters enormously, because it is a numbers game. We are trying to free ourselves globally from 10,000 years of class. We need all of our brothers and sisters on board, and eventually they will be. But initially, we need that critical mass. It is not acceptable to allow folk who misrepresent us to get on the air in order to do that. So clarity on the purpose and content of our education and our continuing to deepen our understanding of both of those things, purpose and content of our education, is therefore key. It's essential that whatever we say grows true power, voices suppressed thoughts with our brothers and sisters, asks the questions that we suppressed as children, exposes the lies of the system, and serves our reconnection with the ancestors, the earth, and each other. In the end, we must trust both in the practices we put in place to strengthen group cohesion and the power of the education we do with the broader community. So to sum up some of the broad, in a broad sense, the thoughts in those excerpts on creating safe spaces. We said that a useful metaphor for our global collaborative effort to envision and organize for a new social arrangement based on opposite premises, opposite to class, is distributed generation. That is, we honor our diversity and independence in the creative work we do around the globe. And we'll be talking more about that. These opposite operating premises for our lives, when our human energy is free, must also be the premises of our working together collaboratively. And to participate means, with these premises, we agree, no coercion. We are reclaiming our not lost, but waiting for us gifts. That requires a lot of independence. That requires a lot of quiet time to listen to the ancestors, to the earth, and to each other. Coercion is what silenced our authentic thought process when we were infants. So we need to trust in each other and in the possibility of freedom. No coercion. Also, each one of us is that axis that turns the wheel. No more seeding, that's a reference to an Emily Dickinson poem. No more ceding of our power to others. It is our responsibility also to reclaim the world from the system of class. Our creative work together inclines toward our free future. Another hidden global power, and this is a big one, we have to acknowledge to create safety in our spaces. We acknowledge that hidden global power, its clandestine agents and their EMF, its EMF weapons, is ever engaged in an attempt to undermine our efforts. Infiltration is inevitable, and we must ensure our planning design is such that we move toward our goal regardless of agent action. And should that agent in our midst mime EMF weapon victimization, I think the way we have to handle that is to have an agreement that we know someone among us is going to be targeted, most likely, and that the only way we can help that person is to support their healing process with the healthy foods that help detox that person and help the person detox in other ways. But it cannot, and then of course, help that person by continuously pressuring the state to own what it's got in its arsenal, to admit what it has, and to share that knowledge, that information, I should say, with the broader population in our education work. But we cannot make that the focus of our work together in any other sense, is what I'm believing, because it absorbs too much energy. And what I've discovered the hard way is that it's very, very difficult for folk to sympathize as much as they might want to with what the person who is being hurt is going through. And that is just the way it is. That is part of our martial arts training. Martial arts for freeing human energy globally training. Also, every human being under class harbors questions they suppressed as infants. Questions which must be invited in our planning and education work with the broader community, as these questions draw us onto our unique path of freeing the earth from the system of class. And lastly, the principle of utility must be applied to our actions, i.e., we must ask of everything we do, how does this further the goal? The vast, vast billions of us want to be free of coercion in our lives and world, want to strengthen our empathy. We don't want to lose our humanity. We just want to see our way out from under the boot, out of power's obsessive, vice-like hold on our throats. We want to believe in our free future and need a realistic sense of hope. And nothing could be more realistic than a social arrangement that the vast billions of us want. I mean, truly, think about it. The only thing that has gotten in the way of us is not being able to talk to each other globally, not being able to organize globally. Well, now we can. These are phenomenal times. We are living in an altogether new moment, facing phenomenal challenges, but also fresh, fresh conditions for our resistance. Learning as we go how to invent at long last the world we want.